The following is presented to you by Maranatha Bible Church of Comstock Park, Michigan. For more information, go to mbcmi.org.
And so, guys, I want you to stick around. Jeff is here. He's going to come up here right now and share with you guys what's going on up in Canada. Wrong way, right? Up in Canada. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Bob.
Good morning, Maranatha. It is great to be here. I wish that we could see you. But at least you can see us. For those of you who don't know us, what I want to do is I just want to take a couple of minutes and tell you who we are and also give you an update about our family and tell you what we do. I think it's important. I know there's been a lot of new people coming to the church, so I think it'd be great for you to have to be up to speed. And we are here. First of all, we've been here in Maranatha since 1993, 27 years. And 23 years ago, after I finished seminary here at Cornerstone, we moved to Quebec, where we've been working as missionaries ever since. Now, I want to tell you first about our first little set of disciples, our six kids. Our oldest is 28 years old, Nate. He has just graduated from Liberty Divinity School in Virginia. He's married, and they have a little baby girl, and they are preparing to be missionaries, so we're very excited about what they're doing. Caleb is 27. He was actually born right after we started attending Maranatha. And he has also just finished Liberty Seminary, and he's planning on becoming a missionary. He does not have a wife, so we are taking applications. If you know anybody, please get in touch. Also, Andrew, our third son, is a student right now in seminary, and his wife, Noemi, is a young lady that I had the privilege of leading to the Lord when she was 16. And they've been married now about 2.5 years, and they have two children. And they're planning on becoming missionaries when he finishes seminary. Our son, Jamin, is 24. He is a student in seminary as well. He graduated last year from college, and he has just started his MDiv, so he's going to be there for a while. And he is also planning on becoming a missionary, so we're thrilled about that. And then our fifth son, Isaiah, is graduating in December, so just in a couple of weeks, with a degree in Bible and carpentry. It's the Jesus track. You do Bible and carpentry. And he is engaged to be married May 29th, and if you would pray for them as they get everything together, pray that this virus thing is going to be gone enough that they can have a normal wedding. We are looking forward to that. And she is a young lady that we came to know through our ministry as well. And they're planning on becoming missionaries also, as you see a trend here. And then our daughter Hannah is 20. She's a student at Liberty University. She has a year and a half to go. And she also is planning on becoming a missionary. So those are really our nearest disciples that the Lord gave us as our children. And we're so thankful for what God has done in their lives. And so thankful for all of you who've prayed for them over the years. And a lot of you have watched them grow up literally from the time they were babies up until now. And so we're thankful for your participation in their lives. Now, I want to remind you, for those of you who already know, and tell you, for those of you who don't, we have three principles of mission. When we became missionaries, we had three kind of core principles. Our first principle was ask for prayer only. Now, what I mean by that is we decided that as we became missionaries, we were not going to ask for money. We were not going to go around. We were not going to fundraise. We were not going to do deputation as it is traditionally understood. We kind of felt like, you know, if God is hiring us, God will pay us. And if we would go to the mission field and God would not provide, then that would be a clear indicator that we're not doing what God wants us to do. And if God is really wanting us to be there, then he'll continue to provide. Now, what you should know is when we started with this idea, a lot of people told us, you're nuts. It doesn't work that way. It's not like it was in New Testament times. That's not what you're supposed to do. You need to go around. You need to ask for money. And we said, no, we're just going to trust the Lord, and we're going to see what his plan is in all this. And if he wants us there, he'll keep us there. So 23 years later, we have everything we need. And God continues to provide for us. And in part, due to you. Your support and your prayers for us have a huge impact, and God is using them, and we're very thankful for Maranatha Bible Church. Also, part of that was asking for prayer. So what we did is we traveled around. Our goal was to get 60 prayer partners per day. So that means 420 different individuals per week, not 60 people who sign up to pray for us every day. It's difficult to pray for your mother every day. It's really hard to pray for some missionaries up in Canada every day. So we told people, if you will pick one day a week to pray for us, pick the day, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Friday, whatever you want, pray for us that day, forget about us the rest of the week, and we're going to go out and try to get 420 prayer partners, and when we get those, we're going to leave. So that's what we did. And we've just had our prayer team continue to grow over all those years. We have about 2,500 people who pray for us every week now. And a lot of people ask me, how is it that you guys do so much? How is it that God has done all these things in your ministry? And I tell them, you know, I really can't take any credit, because it's the Lord, and it's people who are praying, and God is using their prayers in a powerful and effective way. Our second principle of mission was build local churches. You know, Jesus said, I will build my church. He didn't say, I'll build my mission. He didn't say, I'll build my camp. He didn't say, I'll build my Bible school. He didn't say, I'll build my seminary. He said, I'll build my church. And so our idea has always been that the church is the most important thing according to the scriptures, and that's the thing we want to build. Why is that? Why is the church the best way to reach the world, other than the obvious fact that Jesus said so? Because in the church, you have people of every kind. You have rich people, you have poor people. You have tall people, you have short people. You have skinny people, you have people not so skinny. You have all kinds of people in the church. And because of that, any non-Christian, any person outside can look into the church and say, well, there are people there like me. I can identify with these folks. I see how I could fit in. And as they hear the message, they don't think, well, I believe the message, but I don't see myself in the community. The community of faith is representative of all of humanity. And therefore, building the church is a wonderful way to reach the world through the church. Third, active discipleship. You know, there are only two people in the New Testament that we see really making disciples. We see Jesus and we see Paul. And one of the things I'm impressed about with them is it's not simply Bible studies. It's not simply Jesus sitting down and teaching his disciples. He definitely does that. We know that Paul wrote letters, obviously. So we know he taught his disciples. But beyond that, we see them always taking their disciples with them. They're included in their ministry activities. Paul is teaching, but he's also saying, come with me. Jesus is teaching, but he's also saying, come with me. And then Jesus equips and he sends them out. And then he says, come back. How'd that go? Not so good. Or what was this? Or the demons wouldn't listen to us. Okay, we're going to talk about that. So active discipleship is taking your disciples and including them in direct ministry with people. And so our principle over all these years has been that what we want to do is we want to take people that we're working with and include them directly in ministry. We want to give them opportunities. Sometimes they'll succeed. Sometimes they'll fail. When they fail, we're going to talk about that. When they succeed, we want to ask them, now, okay, why do you think that succeeded? What happened there? What was that situation? Give them our evaluation. And I can tell you, we are thrilled. We are blessed to be able to say 21 young people that we've worked with over the last 23 years have gone into full-time ministry. And we just rejoice and thank God for that. We've had about 100 kids go to Bible school. And so we're very excited about what God is doing. And we know it's because of your prayers and the Lord working in people's lives. Now, how have we been doing this? What have we been doing to be able to see those kinds of blessings? And how is that manifested in the every day-to-day in our ministry? For the last 23 years, we've worked in French local churches. We'd go into a church, work there for about five and a half years, train leaders in the church, work with the youth leaders, work with the parents, work with the teenagers, and teach them the Word of God, disciple them, and then hand that ministry off to the French believers. One of the things we're very convinced about is that we as missionaries have a responsibility to minister and then equip the national believers so that they can take over the ministry and then run that in an effective and biblical way. Also, each time we left a church and when we finished our commitment with them, there was a functioning dynamic youth ministry with a plurality of leaders working in relationship with the leadership of the church, for which we're very thankful. What we're doing now is we're taking what we've done over the last 23 years and we're expanding it. We have a platform. We are known in Quebec, the French-speaking province of Quebec, which is about 8 million people. And we have an opportunity now to have a greater impact on more churches. And we feel like God is giving us an open door so that we can go and help churches further afield. When we had kids at home, we needed to be local. We need to have a relative amount of stability where we were in our church every week. Kids need to be in the same Sunday school class regularly. But now that we have our kids out of the house, we have the opportunity to go and have a broader impact and impact more churches. And we're actually opening this up to the entire French world so that in the 47 countries that speak French, we are making an offer to churches that are ready to receive biblical youth ministry training. That's not going to be every church. It's not going to be any church. But we're looking for churches that have the pieces in place so that we can go in and really give them a boost and help their church become more biblical and more effective in making disciples. Now, the other thing that we've been doing is, and that we're increasing, we are calling Project 67 after Deuteronomy 6:7. Remember Deuteronomy 6:7, it says you'll teach them as you sit at home, as you go down the road, when you get up, and when you lay down. So that pretty much sums up life for me. Getting up, going down the road, sitting at home, going to bed. That pretty much sums up every day. And the way that parents are supposed to teach their children the Word of God is they're supposed to do it as part of their everyday life. Obviously, we believe in reading the Bible with your kids. But the instruction that is given in Deuteronomy by Moses is, this is so much part of who you are and what you do that if biblical principles are constantly popping out. Biblical application is constantly popping out as you go down the road with your kids, as you sit at home, when you're putting them to bed, when you're having breakfast. You're talking about biblical principles and applying them to real life. And we have seen over our years of youth ministry, 23 years in Quebec, 10 years of youth ministry, including here at Maranatha, before we went to Quebec, we have seen how much parents, when properly instructed, are able to have the greatest impact on their child. I think we all know our parents impact us more than anybody else. And so we see, after all these years of youth ministry, how important, and we have known this, but we've seen how important it is that we help churches disciple families and know how to help families properly raise their kids in a biblical way. And this is a huge need in the French world. And as we've traveled all through the French world, we've seen this. And so we've started this project called Project 67, where it's going to be videos that people can watch in French, going to be conferences that we'll do completely for free. And everything we do for French churches, we do for free, thanks to you and other churches that support us. We're able to offer that to them for free. We go into those churches, and we're going to give them a conference. We're going to talk to parents, listen to parents. This is a conference we've already done overseas in Japan, also in Europe, and also in Quebec. So we're excited about that possibility. Now, all of this is going to be visible at our website that is just now being launched. It's jeffstreet.ca, jeffstreet.ca for Canada. You can go there now. We're just getting it off the ground. It should be ready in about a month. But you're going to be able to find all this stuff, and it's all in French and in English. So you'll be able to check it out in whichever language of those two you want. Also, 20 years ago, we started a French mission board called JET, Jusqu'aux Extrémités de la Terre, which means to the ends of the earth. And our idea was that we as missionaries need to help French churches send missionaries. What we realized after a number of years of ministry among the French is that they were not sending missionaries. And a lot of French pastors told us, well, that's not our job. That's Americans' job. That's English-speaking people's job. And we said, no, it's everybody's job. The Great Commission is for every church, for every family, for every individual. We have a responsibility to get involved in that. And so we started this mission with the idea of mobilizing French Christians for short-term or long-term ministry and helping churches to send missionaries. It has been exciting to see what God has done. We've taken hundreds of kids on short-term mission trips all over the world. Many of them have gone on to Bible school, as I said. Many of them have gone into full-time ministry. We have had 5 missionaries with our little French mission JET. We currently have 3 in Slovakia and in Japan. We have another 2 that are applying right now to become missionaries with us. So we're very excited about what God is doing through this mission. And we also are discipling those missionaries. So as you support us, not only are we working in a local church, but we're discipling missionaries. I am discipling, my wife is discipling missionaries who are then also working in local churches overseas. And so it's a wonderful continuation of the idea of what we get in the scriptures. Now, about the coronavirus, obviously that's why I'm here and you're not today. And so I just want to give you a little idea of what's been happening in Quebec and in the rest of Canada concerning the coronavirus thing. Our churches are still closed. If I was home today, I would be watching church on the television or computer just like you are. And to give you an idea how it works, it's very, very strict. When we go home to Canada December 1st, we have to have 2 weeks of quarantine. If we do not observe the quarantine, the fine is $750,000 and 1 year in prison. In case you can pay the $750,000, you also get the 1 year in prison. So we have our freezer all stocked up. We're going to have people bring us, you know, fresh fruit, milk, whatever we need, and we're going to be quarantined. So the situation there has been very complicated and very strict, and people have been very fearful. I can tell you that our youth ministry at the church where we finished back in June has thrived during coronavirus. It's actually expanded because what happened is there are a lot of kids around Quebec. Quebec is very large, about the size of the state of Alaska. There are a lot of kids around Quebec who are interested in coming to our youth group, but it's too far away. Physically, it's not possible. Once they realize, oh, I can come to your youth group on Zoom, well, yeah, I'll come. So we actually had more kids coming when we were doing it by Zoom than we did before we were doing it by Zoom. So God has worked in a tremendous way, and we're thankful for that. Our overseas missionaries in Slovakia and Japan have done the same thing. Their youth groups have continued on. I don't think they've missed a week. Everything continues as normal in their youth ministries, doing it through Zoom. A few prayer requests for you as I wrap up. We feel God is leading us to start a French-English Bible school up in Quebec. We need money for this. Please pray for that. We're going to need help. This couple that is applying to be missionaries with us, he's finishing seminary. They want to get involved in that Bible school project. So please pray for that. We need a few hundred thousand dollars for sure to get started, and more to be able to do it the way we think that we should. But we're going to see how God provides for that. So please pray for that. Please pray for open doors, that God would continue to open doors so that we can have the widest impact, and that the gospel would make the greatest possible impact in the places where God is leading us to minister to people. Thank you so much for your prayers and support. God bless you. I don't know if Bob's coming back to sign off or if this is it, but you have a great year, and Lord willing, we'll see you next October for the Missions Conference.
Great. Thanks, Jeff. Let me just pray for Jeff and the ministry there. Lord, we do thank you for Jeff and Tonda and their work they're doing in Canada, Lord. And has he just asked for prayer requests, both financially for the Bible school and also for doors to be opened that they may share the gospel, Lord. We do pray for that for him and for the ministry that's there. Lord, we also pray as they head back in just a couple weeks that their quarantine would be uneventful, and Lord, they would be able to get through the 2 weeks. Pray you keep them healthy and safe as they're here with us and as they travel back. Lord, we thank you. We do love you. In Christ's name, amen.
You've been listening to a presentation from Maranatha Bible Church in Comstock Park, Michigan. No part of this recording may be edited or distributed without prior written consent. For more information, go to mbcmi.org.